Hey, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Strand Tennis Center podcast, filled with tips, advice, tennis, not tennis, just life advice, too, whatever you need. Like it on YouTube. Share it on the podcast as well. Thank you.
Are you ready for the incredible podcast, Santi, from the Strand Tennis Center? We have been away for a couple weeks, haven't we, son? Are we on?
Yes.
We have been away for a couple weeks, haven't we? We had a few interviews lined up, and then we got busy. I think you had a schedule. I was back and forth. It's hard to concentrate with your nails, Santi. It's very nice. How long have you had the black?
I just changed it this past weekend.
Is this a different color?
Is called Linkin Park After Dark. It's like a purpley black.
You like the band Linkin Park?
Yeah, I like them. They're from Jersey, I think.
That's before. Yeah. That's an older band. I'm surprised you're, because you're what, 30 what?
That's from my time. That's like when I was in middle school, high school.
Yeah, but you're 30 what?
I'm 34. Yeah, 34.
I remember Linkin Park too, though. I guess I was in college.
You probably, yeah.
Good stuff.
Good band.
Okay, so we're gonna have a couple of guests over the next 2 weeks, but I was gonna go over a couple things I want to go over.
Okay.
I first want to go over. I've been building a series of fitness protocols that I just want to go over with everybody. Fitness and health protocols that I just write down over months, and I'm just gonna go through them. And I think it'd be good for everybody to. Partake. We've discussed about these things together. I just curated them into one special thing. Other than that, Santi, before we get into our fitness and health protocols, how you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Chilling.
That's
relaxing.
It. This is a podcast. It's not supposed to be. It's not like I'm your father going into your house and asking you.
Well, 2 weeks ago, a giant branch fell on my new car, so I've been sad a little.
I'm sorry about that. Did the insurance cover it?
Yeah, it covers it, but it's the body shop near my house is like very busy. Even the one like next door to us right here is busy. So my car's not going in for, well, it's going in on this Thursday, but that's like 2 weeks later. So it's, and then it's going to be another 3 weeks.
Do they give you a rental?
Done. Huh?
Insurance gives you a rental?
I didn't opt for a rental because I have another car, but yeah, just
so
sad.
Give me the emotional feeling of going out there and seeing your car, like,
well, I
was
driving
in the morning?
No, I was driving home from here Tuesday night, 10 p.m and then on the way home through the quarry, you know, the quarry that's in Wachung.
Oh
yeah. So I was going through there and then just driving.
That's the reservation, right?
Yeah, over there. And then like out of nowhere, loud thud, right? And then I was like, what the hell was that? And I looked over to my side mirror. No mirror. Mirror's gone.
Oh, my God.
The driver's door is dented, and the hood is dented. So,
well, you look at it this way. You weren't hurt. It could be a lot worse. I had a story. All these stories get pushed like 4 degrees of separation. It was like a friend of a friend of a friend taking the garbage out the side door. What's up, Ange? Come on in. Yeah, we're live. Go ahead. What am I doing? We're doing a podcast. Angie, you should be on the podcast. Angie, come on over. You should be on the podcast because she ran an incredible business. We talk about business and success. This is Angie. She owned Bar Method and Summit. Fantastic. You should do it.
Huh. Interesting.
You should.
Well, I learned from the best.
Don't start, Angie. Don't start.
Okay. Spot a pickleball.
Look at her. Well, we do. Let's set up a time to do it. Come on. We'll do like a 20-minute interview with you.
Okay.
Go on.
Love it.
Great. Good to see you. Sure. Yeah. So... going out the side.
Yeah.
Right? Timing. Putting the garbage into the garbage can. The tree falls on her and kills her.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
So the guy you knew? A friend?
What?
This is a friend?
No, it was... yeah. The separation of these things, I think it was a friend told me about a friend. I wasn't connected to it.
That's insane.
It's ridiculous. So you think about how lucky you could be. We remember between Katrina and all those storms.
Yeah.
And people had it so much worse. We had a tree. You know, same thing, fall right in front of the house, right by the car. All those things are just, it's like the movie Sliding Doors, you know, with Gwyneth Paltrow. If you don't go through the door, what time, if you decided to go out 5 minutes later, remember the Benjamin Button movie?
Yeah.
Where she gets hit by the car.
Yeah.
If you don't do this, if somebody doesn't do that, somebody doesn't do this. Then at the end of the Benjamin Button scene, remember the Benjamin Button scene when she gets hit by the car?
Okay.
But she's doing a pirouette and she's dancing. Okay. I said, how about she just doesn't dance in the middle of the street?
Yeah.
Just look both ways.
Yeah.
That'll solve the whole problem. But I'm glad you are okay.
Yeah.
And the car will be good as new.
Yeah.
When do you think you're going to get it back?
Probably, hopefully, before Valentine's Day. fucking go out.
Valentine's Day, so you can take the ladies
out.
Yeah,
exactly.
Speaking about that, we're going ahead of that. We're going before we do the end. We do the front.
Okay.
How's the relationship?
Oh, there's nothing there.
Nothing going
nothing,
on.
Nothing
any
going
dates
on.
Lately? We haven't any
no,
updates.
No, no just dates. High and dry.
Okay, let's do over some fitness protocols. Now, a lot of these, you find them anywhere. Like
okay.
Peter Attia talks about them, a great doctor, Andrew Huberman, all these people. But there's okay. basically four pillars to fitness and health. And this is learning through tennis as well all these years. You do these, your tennis game will improve too. So stability,
okay.
strength, aerobic, anaerobic.
Okay.
So those are really the four things. So stability would be strength, right?
Yeah.
I mean, stability would be, sorry, strength is second. Stability would be simple thing you can do is balance exercises. Like I try to stand on one foot every morning, close my eyes for 30 seconds on each foot. Creates
okay.
stability and strength. Get a half ball, Bosu ball, turn it upside down. Stand on it, do ground strokes and forehands and backhands. That's stability, right? Those are those kind of things. Put your leg on a bench and throw a medicine ball to your friend and catch it back and forth. You can lift your leg, throw the medicine ball. If you don't have a bench, throw it to your friend, throw it back and forth. Those are all stability exercises, which you should do. They're huge and key.
Okay.
Because it's a great core strength exercise. Now, strength is obviously important because you need strength for tennis. You need strength for life. So you can do anything for strength. You can if you can't do squats, you can't do any of those, you can simply, again, do air squats, do medicine ball, do things like that that can build your strength. Now, you're going to try to add some weight to it, you should.
Right.
So strength exercises, you can look them up on the internet. You can find a ton of them. Aerobic exercise would be what I try to do is I try to do probably 180 minutes of zone 2 aerobic exercise, which is great.
Okay.
Zone 2 training is great for longevity, but it's also great for your cardio.
Okay.
It will really help you. On the tennis court, you want to do more anaerobic work, right? So what I do for anaerobic training, I'll run my 180 minutes, but then I'll get on the assault bike or I'll do sprints. I do 20 seconds on, 40 seconds off, 20 seconds on, 40 seconds off. You only have to do that for 3 to 6 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And your tennis itself, if you're playing, you'll get enough anaerobic exercise. But if you want to do that off the court, just simply get on the bike, sprint as fast as you can, rest on the bike slow, and then sprint as fast as you can for 20 seconds. That will help your anaerobic exercise, which you need for short burst movements, which is huge for tennis.
Got it.
Try some simple things we used to do in when we were kids. Do the broad jump. That'll help you.
What's a broad jump?
Broad jump is when
like
you stand in one place
okay.
and you jump as far as you can.
Oh, just like no
yeah.
running start.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
you should be able to jump your height.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should try to be able
standard.
To jump that
okay.
far. Exercise and movement that require short burst exercises. These include, like I said, sprinting, jump rope, biking. Okay. Another great thing is the dry sauna.
Dry sauna.
Dry
yeah,
sauna.
You love your saunas
minimum
and your ice baths.
Minimum effective dose.
Yeah.
57 minutes a week, 19
Holy.
Minutes three times a week. So you can do, I do every day 10 minutes, that's 60 minutes.
Okay. Oh,
slice
okay.
it up any way you want. 57 minutes weeks. They did a study, I forget the woman's name, but 57 minutes a week, super for your longevity purposes, all those things.
Do you feel like it cleans out like your toxins and stuff? That's what they say, you sweat
yeah,
it
I'm
out.
Sure, I'm sure it does. I don't know if I feel it cleaning out my toxins, but
yeah.
I don't drink too much or any of that
yeah,
stuff,
yeah,
so
yeah.
I don't. But yes, I'm sure it does.
Okay.
If you're sweating, you're releasing toxins.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you be careful. Again, they were talking about this on Tim Ferriss' podcast. Be careful about drinking even too much water. People die all the time drinking too much water. You know those contests
yeah, yeah.
they have on radio shows where they drink and they die from those.
That's great. Yeah.
Drinking too much water is not good for you. But if you go into the sauna, you should be drinking basically per day half your body weight. So if I'm 167, I should drinking 80 ounces of water a day. So I get a Yeti, it's 20 ounces. You drink four of those. You should drink half
okay.
your body weight. Zone 2 training workouts, like I said, it's great for your mitochondria, great for longevity. You can split up any way you want. 4 45-minute to Zone 2 trainings, three times a week. Here we go, the Zone 3 to 5. Like I said, 6 minutes, 3 minutes twice per week, which I do. 20 seconds max, 40 seconds rest. Do three rounds of that. And then 1 day per week, try to do for 10 to 12 minutes, run as fast as you can for as far as you can.
Okay.
Just 10 to 12 minutes. Just run like the cops are chasing you, Santi.
That's crazy.
As fast and as far. Now we go to the ice bath protocols, which are great. It got cold, my friend. I'll give you a video to put it on Instagram of me cracking the ice. It was tough.
Nice.
It's been 32 degrees, yeah. 31 degrees. I had to go into the – today, the wife is like, don't go in. I'm worried about you. So I went into the regular plunge at Lifetime. It was like 50.
But it wasn't as cold today, though. It
wasn't as cold today, but usually what happens,
yeah.
Not as cold outside, water's always colder. Colder outside, water's always warmer, right?
Okay.
So when you go into a plunge – and it was like 18 degrees the other day. When you go in,
crap. Yeah.
You actually feel warmer because the water's 32. Okay. And then when you get out, you are freezing.
Right.
It's very funny. So the cold plunge, 11 minutes a week, 40 to 50 degrees. That's really all you need. 2 minutes in the bath I'm in. Move while you're in the bath. Creates convection. So in other words, people go into the ice bath and they sit still. And it actually doesn't create enough cold. When you move, you'll see how cold you get. So if you move your arms and legs in the ice bath, it is freezing.
Is that because like your heat dissipates out as you're moving, maybe?
Andy Galpin talked about this. A great professor in Cal. It creates, in other words, when you don't move, it creates this membrane or whatever of heat around you or whatever. When you move, for some, I don't know all the techniques, but when you move, it breaks that membrane, so to speak.
Okay.
So, all right. That's the cold. Now, the strength training part. You can see this anyways, but I do a 3x5 series with Andy Galpin talks about. I do 3 days a week. I do 3 to 5 days a week, but you can do 3 to 5 exercise, 3 to 5 rounds. So it's called 3 to 5.
Okay.
So if you do 3 days a week, you can do 3 rounds of those exercises.
Okay.
You can do 3 to 5 reps or 3 to 5 rounds of each. So in other words, if I do chest and triceps, I will do 3 different sets. Right?
Got it.
I'll do, you know, incline, decline, straight chest. I'll do 3 sets of those, 3 to 5 reps of those. It's basically 3 to 5. Legs, 2 to 4 days a week. Upper body, 2 to 4 days. And you can increase by 10. If you want to increase your strength, increase by 10 pounds a week if you can.
Yeah.
Blood pressure optimal is 120 over 80, my friend. Do you know your blood pressure?
No idea.
When's the last time you've been to the doc?
Oh, that's a good question. I haven't been to the doctor since college. It's bad.
Wow, you should
get some blood work. Yeah, it's terrible.
Something, I'm worried about you, my friend.
I'm dying inside.
You haven't been to the doctor since college.
Yeah, you know you have to get a physical before you go to college? That's when.
Yeah,
so that's like basically high school.
Yeah, to be quite honest with you, in my 20s, I mean, how many times? You didn't get an annual.
Yeah.
You went to the gym.
Yeah.
Are you going to the gym?
Yeah, mostly.
We have to go to the gym
together once. Not often, but yeah.
We should go. You should meet me at Lifetime once.
I'll meet you there.
There's no plug for Lifetime here. Lifetime does have, by the way, the most tennis courts in the country.
Oh, yeah?
I was looking up who owns the most indoor courts.
Yeah.
Indoor, outdoor, they own the most.
No way.
Yeah. Because Lifetime, in this area, it's strange. It's very expensive. We're in the Northeast. It's really hard to find courts. They don't build courts here. It's too expensive.
They don't build courts. Yeah.
They're a Midwest company, and they build them all over Midwest, South. And they buy, and they've been buying other properties.
Yeah, when I lived in Colorado, there was a Lifetime that had, I don't know, like 10 or 15, 14 outdoor courts.
Okay.
And then inside, there's 8, 4 and 4 on each side. I was like, that's kind of nice. And you know what's funny? The membership is the same price as here. So here, our membership is more because we're in the New York City area.
Yeah.
That actually, if you went out there, you would save money a little bit.
Wow. Yeah, it'd be cheaper. Like I had a buddy that moved to Austin, and it was incredible for him. Making the same money.
Yeah.
But the cost of living is just cheaper.
Yeah.
Well, that's why down south with Chicken and Pickle, like we said, in this company called Swing, they're building all these huge facilities down south.
Yeah.
This cost is just so much cheaper. You can't build. Like even McEnroe's Academy is funded by the city. Like,
oh, really?
It was bought by the city. In other words, I mean, it's so expensive.
Yeah,
he's going to need, and Randall's Island to build a huge facility. The real estate's too expensive.
Right.
So what were we on? We were on, let's see where I was at. All right. Weight, body weight. Okay, let's see. VO2 max. You ever doing a VO2 max test?
No.
VO2 max, you ever see when they're on the treadmill, they have a mask on?
Yeah.
VO2 max is like huge. You know, it's great for athletes, which you want your VO2 max. You can see the scales, I think, the age scales. But VO2 max is a huge sign of longevity and great for fitness, which you need. So your VO2 max, if it's over 50, it's incredible.
That's
so
good. Okay.
Even if you're a person, if your VO2 max is over 50 and you are in your 40s, it's like a level of, say, in their 20s. Usually in their 20s is over 50 is elite. You know, okay. And then anything, it gets anything between 30 and 40 for a person that's middle age is great. All those okay. things. So there was some report that there was a guy who was VO2. I was on Peter Attia's book. I forget it was. He was like 80 years old. His VO2 max is like ridiculous. It's like 40 okay. something.
Nice.
But so increasing your VO2 max, how much oxygen you can carry as you do zone two training. That's a great base. So zone two training means that I can talk to you right now. But I can run.
Right.
So I run very simple treadmill, say a 5, and I can breathe comfortably. I'm nasal breathing. I don't have to breathe through my mouth. So that is a great right. way to increase your VO2 max. Nutrition. Let's see. Supplements. Creatine. You take creatine?
Capsules, yeah.
Yeah. So they're good. So creatine is the most studied supplement, I think, in the world. It's yeah. pretty safe. And they've realized that it's great for cognitive function, too, brain function as okay. well, not just mass. Because it floats water to your muscles, right? But what I take omega-3, I take a vitamin D, I take creatine, I take something called NAC, which is great for colds and things like that, NAC.
Oh, NAC.
That's basically okay. it. And then I do a simple protein shake in the morning. I try to have and... They were just talking about this. You need almost like, Jesus Christ, for 167, 168, like 200 grams of protein.
Yeah, it's usually 1 or 2 pounds per body weight. Or
yeah,
one
crazy.
Up and a half, depending on what you're doing.
Eat.
Yeah, at least 1 pound per body weight.
Yeah. So, protein shake in the morning, about 30 or 40 grams. Creatine in there. Cocoa Vita,
like
which is
scoops,
great for heart
you
function.
Scoop it into your protein.
Yeah.
So you have like the powder
the
form. Yeah.
Put a little turmeric in there. Put a raw turmeric. Shove it in there.
Nice.
Banana, blueberry. Let's see. Hydration, like I said, half your body weight. Protocols. Here we go. Start in the a.m. with 16 ounces of water. More water earlier in the day. This is a water protocol.
Okay.
3 hours before, limited water intake. You don't want to eat so much.
Before
you don't want to
you
drink
sleep
so much water.
Or before, you're saying 3 hours before?
Yeah, they did a 3-2-1 thing. It was on Tim Ferriss, basically, to learn 3-2-1. 3 hours before you go to sleep, don't eat. 2 hours before, don't. What is it? Oh, my God. Don't drink.
Okay.
1 hour before, no devices. So no blue screen or anything on
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
So 3-2-1 technique. Try that. Try the 3-2-1. 3 hours before, okay, eat whole foods. Prehydrate, electrolyte matching to workout loss. So electrolyte matching, what I do is usually when I go in the sauna, I sweat a lot. I take Element, which is great. LMNT, which is super.
LMNT.
No sugar in it.
Okay.
A little stevia, magnesium, potassium, all the good things. Super. I love it. Let's see what else we got. And you try as much as you can, food-wise, to eat fermented foods. You ever try pickles
yeah.
or sauerkraut?
Yeah,
really good.
Yeah.
Have a scoop.
So good.
Very healthy for your gut.
I love sauerkraut.
All right. So that's basically it. I mean, the other key elements to health are sleep, like we said. Light, which is Huberman's big on. Exercise, relationships. So in other words, Huberman's huge on getting light right early in the day, right? You don't want to get into that circadian dead zone where it's between the middle of the day. So you get up early, get light, and you work out in front of the light, even if it's doing 20 jumping jacks in the morning. So what I do is go in the plunge. I sit out there in the cold. I do 20 or 30 jumping jacks in front of the sun. Get your light, because it sets your circadian rhythm.
Okay.
And it's just super healthy for you. Let's see. 2 times a year you're supposed to do blood work. This is what it says
on
the list.
No.
You're two.
Like,
one time every 20 years, everybody.
I'm like late.
late. Vitamin D, blah, blah, blah. Recovery, we're all good. So that's basically it. I mean, there's so many other different supplements. People take ashwagandha. They do it for 8 to 12 weeks. They cycle off it. That's really good for you, too. Omega, the D3 I already talked about. That's really the basic protocols. But if you can do this, increase stability, increase strength, aerobic training, anaerobic is huge. And then the health protocols, Those are the great fitness protocols. The health protocol is sleep, nutrients, light, exercise, relationships. So relationships are huge, right? You cannot be isolated all the time. You need to be around people. You need to be – we are social creatures. That's a big deal to function with people. I always think, oh, sometimes I get in my own world. It's not good.
Yeah.
So those are really – 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. These are the 8 things. 4 fitness things: stability, strength, aerobic, anaerobic. 5 health protocols: sleep. And again, try to get to sleep between 10 and 11. I know. You. What time you go to sleep, something?
Last night, 4 a.m. Terrible.
You're like a shift worker. You're insane. Because usually, again, you want to spike your cortisol early. Yeah. So when you wake up in the morning,
I know.
You wake up early, get that sunlight, and you work out. It spikes your cortisol, gets rid of it.
I know.
Leads to more depression if you're sleeping later.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm depressed.
That makes sense.
So, sleep, nutrients, light, exercise, relationships. Huberman talked about this. It got me into sleep. I get to sleep about 10:30 or 11, and I get up at like 7. It's plenty of sleep, 8 hours.
That's good, yeah.
So, you got to do it, son.
Yeah, I know.
I just want to go over the protocols. What are the key changes? I think if you just changed your sleep pattern, you'd be in great shape. Like, if you just went to bed at 12.
I try.
And got up at 9.
Yeah, I know.
Well, get up at 8. That's 8 hours.
I burn a lot of daylight.
You what?
I burn a lot of daylight.
You do.
Because, you know, I'll wake up at, tomorrow, I'll probably wake up
11-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll stay awake till 5.
Yeah. If you get up, say that again.
I'll stay awake till 5 and wake up at 11. I based my sleep off what I have to do the next day or what time I'm coming in. So,
like I told you, I love that you work here. Your job shouldn't dictate your life. It should be part of it. Yeah. So you should have all these things that you do. You're like, yeah, sounds great, Steve. So even my job, right? We have things to do, right? But I like to say, all right, I have a structure around that. That's part of it, right? So it's but going to bed at 5, that's like college days. We'd go to bed at 3 and I'll get up at 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
Trying to fix it.
So you try to go, do you just lay in bed or you do stuff?
I'll either be playing video games or I started playing guitar more. So I'll just sit there and kind of strum around and mess around. But then by the time I get to bed, I'm like, oh, wait, I forgot to look up this thing that I want to buy or something. Yeah. So then I'm on my phone for another 30 minutes, and then I'll force myself to put the phone down.
The phone is such a dopamine hit. It really is. Yeah. I get it. You can be – my son actually deleted TikTok at one point because it's so addicting.
Yeah.
Because it's just the dopamine. 10 seconds, 20 seconds, boom, 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 boom. But these two things – they're going to help your tennis, too, because if you're stronger, obviously all these things, get the right sleep, eat the right things, those are huge. But that's all I had. It's good to see you again, Santi.
Yes, sir.
I'll talk to you soon, everybody. The answers and the actions. Keep moving. Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Hope you like the podcast. Please share it with your friends, anybody that you know, anybody that's into tennis, anybody that's into bettering themselves. Share it.